think so. And now we think Ramfunzo, how can God be good where things are going on? Praise God. Don't Funzo, I'm going to print Ramfunzo and Anna. Like we open to Lamentations chapter 3, we're going to read. That's Robert Ayerengel and Mwerengel Shop, and we're going to be commenting and just going through scriptures from there to encourage one another. One another. Amen. And I mean it when I say, Kutizo, you are a hero. You know, things seem to be going wrong again and again and again. But it will take us understanding that God is a father. And I will stay in God. For you can never reject your family because of things going hard. Paul D, in one of his books, he's written a few books. This one is on Christian apologetics. And no matter where we live, no matter the circumstances of our lives, no matter how much money or worldly success we may have, we all experience evil. Amen. Hallelujah. Doesn't matter where we are and Wamari. We live in a world yekuti tinosangana nematambudziko kana no uyipi. Same author achikota a musician who said in the late 60s, maybe early 70s, and something is wrong here. War, disease, death, destruction, hunger, fuel, poverty, torture, crime, corruption, and the ice tablets. Something is definitely wrong. This is not good work. If this is the best God can do, I'm not impressed. Results like this do not belong to the resume or a CV of a supreme being. To know something with these things, how can there be a good God who we call our Father? Who is saying, He is saying, you are my trophy, I love you. When we meet with those things. Amen. So, when you look at the book of Lamentations, chapter 3, where you must stay at Lamentations chapter 3, you need to understand it's a unique Old Testament book. It's a book that contains 5 poems. And these poems are poems of lament, are poems of interrogating God. The author atombozikanwa kuti ndiani akanyora bhuku iri. Asi vazhinji vanoti Jeremiah, ndosaka muchizoona mamwe mabhaibheri anoti the Lamentations of Jeremiah, kana kuti mariro aJeremiah. What you see, munhu akasurvive the Babylonian siege. Pakauya maBhabhiloni achibva vasoparadza Jerusalem nokutora the best munguva yaNebuchadnezzar. Amen. So the survivor is the author of this book. Oh, achinyora manje, faced with this national calamity, faced with this national disaster, faced with this injustice, he writes 5 different poems. And these poems were poems of lament, kuchema, kuungudza, kufunza, kukahatika, kukanganisika, kumunokati. Hallelujah. These poems, that was their focus. When you look at the book itself, ma poems acho, content of my poems acho. Chapter 1, panopwa a picture of a lady, anonzi Lady Zion. And you what? Chapter 2, panotaura pamusoro pekuwa kwe Jerusalem, the fall of Jerusalem, as a result of the Babylonians' plundering. Chapter 3 is the voice of a lonely person in lament. So chapter 3 is what we're going to look at. A lonely person, as you can uproot from a national crisis and a national disaster, or enter into solitude. Kungono chema, nakufu zamari, nakuitarogetamari, on the justice of God when there's injustice, on the goodness of God when you're surrounded by death. Hallelujah.
I wonder. Then chapter 4, it goes back to depict the siege yachakaitika pa Jerusalem. And chapter 5 is a communal prayer for God's mercy. Now, we see in chapter 5 is now praying. But the bad thing about this book is that in the eyes of men, it doesn't conclude very well. And I'm like, can I go to my Matthias? You look at this book and you say, what can we learn from from our situation, or what can we apply from this book to situation yedu? Tikaenda ku chapter 3, Tatisus is a man who is voicing a protest towards God. To the Hallelujah. It's the only chapter with the words of hope in Lamentation. As you go to the 19, 20, 21, 22, 23 verses, you begin to see there's hope there. In fact, chapter 3 is actually the longest chapter of the book of Lamentations. I think it is 64 verses. Saka, in all those 64 verses, who won't share my church? Lamenting before God. Lamenting over the fall of Jerusalem. It's a processing emotion. And it's asking God hard questions. You know, generally we don't want to ask Mary those hard questions. But we are asking God hard questions. Amen. Those hard questions. But we are always asking God hard questions. I was having a conversation with Faith. I don't know if it was yesterday or day before yesterday. We were talking about Zimbabwe, and she said, maybe God is teaching us something. I said, you know what? I'm beginning to revisit this whole idea of God teaching us in this situation. Because you know what? You can't scan any mind. But things are okay in those issues. Who stand up and marry? But things are okay. So, my uncle, I never would begin in this. You can't see. How many of you want to do that? You go back to where this whole disaster started, to where this crisis started, to where this crisis started. You look at us as a church and you say, because we know who have been in all night prayers, and we are told that before this week is over, this is over. I come to join the message, you know, it's the siege is lifted. Talking about that story of the four lepers when Samaria was besieged by the Arameans. And the siege was lifted. And, you know, Munu are convinced that the siege is lifted. I mean, prophecy, siege jealous. I see a river flowing. I see Zimbabwe becoming a bread basket of Africa again. That prophecy by siege jealous. How many of you remember? I remember now, every day there's one prophet says it was hanging in our church. Hope for you, hope for the nation. How many of you remember this? So, you know, talk about the process as you need to say, what is it? Saka, mashoko ataita ulirana, ese aya. Try to form a say. Are you sweet? Amen. As a result, Tatrash, Zakawanda, the Lamentations of Jeremiah. receive affliction.
Oh, but by the word of the Lord is love. That's this one, a reality. I don't know about you, I can tell you that I am a man who has seen affliction. That's our reality. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
It's a reality. When you look at the reality, it was a painful reality. It was a painful reality that Jerusalem is supposed to be a place. It's the city of God. It's a place that represents the power of God. It's a place that is the center of theocracy. And that same place has been distracted. Where is this Heavenly Father, Jehovah Adonai?
It's a painful reality.
It's a painful reality that when you know the ability of your God and you are not experiencing the ability of your God, you are left in a dilemma. Could if he can, why is he not doing?
It's painful. Amen. Hallelujah. Are we together?
It's a painful reality, no money. Not only that, it was a painful reality. Kuto. Hey. Jerusalem. This is what made Nehemiah cry when he heard of the state of Jerusalem. You know when you go into other places.
Where are you from? Zimbabwe. Hallelujah.
Let's talk soccer.
When South Africa was knocked out of the Africa, because Zimbabweans are not going to the South Africa. They are going to be. Amen. This is a group that is in Zimbabwe, Afghan. We have become like a sign.
That's our reality. Come what? Did you move Zimbabwe? Why is Zimbabwe taking a change? So,
I'm not going to minister to you.
Of loss of appetite, he talks of bodily sickness, different things from verse 2.
I remember my affliction. It's very important what you meditate on. In my mind, the bitterness, the gall, I will remember them. And my soul is downcast within.
When I say go to someone and just tell them five good things that happened to you, I want you to lift your soul.
Because the response, when your reality is such that you are downtrodden, the response, the natural response is that your soul is stooping from within. You've been affected and impacted by your reality. It's just like,
Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
There is none of us who is immune to the realities of life. So how can a God be good when there's so much evil around us? Takaremewa. Nekuti ndikaramba hakuna chingwa chemaKristu. Even now, I'm not going to my game. I'm not going to my shame. I've always had wallet. Can I ask you to my shops? And then get into my money. Don't you think about this one? Sometimes you are pushed by your reality. Someone, you stop reasoning. Amen. Hallelujah. Kungoti, we have my bank cards. When your realities are against your expectation and your experience, particularly given your understanding of the man, you might want to say, Tarilo inurasika. Amen. Hallelujah. There was loss of hope. So he says, I look at this and my mkatimangu that comes from Kotama, Kwemeya Wangu. Why are you so downcast, oh my soul? Put your hope in God. Consider a reflection. So we saw a reality, a response. Here's a reflection. Yet I come to mind, and therefore I have hope. Let's keep hope alive. There are some things in a situation, in a reality, in Zimbabwe, but there are some things that our hope builds and opens the way. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. There are things that our hope builds. He's now looking again. Look deep within. Mwana wa Mwari. Imbozi fungi sisa, utarise paka dzika dzika pe moyo wako. Pane zvinhu zvinovaka tariro zviripo. In this Zimbabwe, iri zvairiyo, pane zvimwe zvinhu zvakanaka zvikuitika muupenyu wako. Zvinofanira kuti utarise zvikupe tariro. Anotaura iye panapa achitizo, yet this I call to mind, and I have hope.
What is it that you call to mind that brings a renewed hope after deep reflection on God's character? Amen. So when you say God is Father, when you say you're God's trophy, when you say your presence before God, situation is very easy to not look at the character of God as God. All the people who got into this doctrine, theodicy, you could try to say, Kanashakaipa Sitika, but also the premise of the planetary city, you could marry Akanaka and it is Jakanaka. Amen. Amen. Nesuo Nasuno. Within our reality, there must be a reflection. A reflection eventually leads to realization. Realization is actually verse 22. Teremoni by verse 22. Ati weringe verse 22 tese. Ati weringe verse 22 tese. Because of God's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassion never fails. Zvandiri kutarisana nereality yakadai yekuti zvinhu zvakaoma zvinhu zviri kureva chii chazvisaka kundiramba in this Zimbabwe. It's not because I'm clever. I'm not going to do it. The only reason why your hope is kept alive is because there is a God with a great love. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. There is a God with a great love. My God is a great love. Amen. Which is so good. There is a God with a great love. There is a God with a great love. But now, my God, I'm not good. I'm not good. Without looking at our experiences, I'm not with you. This is what I expected God to do for me. I expected to be in a better country. I expected for that river that is prophesied in Ezekiel to flow. I expected the dry bones to come to life. But I have never seen that expectation being fulfilled. But let me come to my experience. In the middle of this crisis I'm in life, in the middle of this crisis I have got food every day. It may not be bread, it may be sweet potatoes. But why is it that I have access to those sweet potatoes? Because of what is it? I'm not concerned. Was not in vain. The grace of God is never in vain. We may not have the answers to the fact that God allows certain nations to experience certain national calamities. But when you look at yourself and as an individual, you can say, Mari, say this number and become bitter, and your soul bows within you. But you can also say, Mari, regardless, you have taken care of me. Poor Vat, the number is going to be young.
ndakakupira katatu kubva kuna mwari kuti munzwa kubvisa. Haleluya. Mwari wangu vati voreka kubvisa munzwa uyu, asi vangu vati so, for my grace is made stronger in your weakness. Muutera wako ndo mune simba renyasha. Amen. Simba renyasha riri kukushayiwa kwako, simba renyasha riri kukugumirwa kwako, simba renyasha riri kusaona kwako. Vana vangu, let's keep hope alive.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amusikundinzwa, amusikundipuwa. It comes from deep reflection on God, this kind of realization. Inotibatsira kuti tariro irambe iri menyu. I like verse 23. Read with me verse 23. Ativerengetese verse 23. Inoti chii? They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. His love is great. His faithfulness is great. So, mangwanani anhasi, as iwe, imagine, he says, his mercies are new every morning. His compassion is new every morning. So, it means what? When the world presents that big challenge of the morning, that's the challenge of the world. Guess what? As the world is presenting you with that challenge, God is saying, my mercy, my compassion is in you. This is there are mornings that we sit and we decide to walk away from God. Yet in that morning, there's a new transaction of mercy and grace that has been downloaded for your grace, for your sake. Amen. When certain people do what they want, or when certain people walk away from you, and you wake up in the morning and you say, this person has just walked away from me, how am I going to survive? Guess what? His compassion is new that morning. In other words, God knows that with every new day, you have new experiences. This is why he says, for tomorrow he has enough troubles of his own. In Matthew chapter 6. And God knowing that today is his own troubles, he has already meant it that his mercies are new for me this morning. Guess what? I'm walking in the newness of God's mercy. Nyasha zamwari dzitsva mangwanana nhasi. Mangwanana nhasi nyasha zamwari dzitsva. Pane zvakaitika nezvimwe zvatisingaoni. Asi Mwari anotaura izvaitika zve. Mwana wangu haazvione. Mwari vanobva vaudza nyasha. Ndobva munyori for with every temptation, God knows what you can handle. And Isaiah on that, with every challenge, God raises a standard. The right of God, you are sleeping in new mercies. So what it does when I'm doing, we need to look around us, but also we need to look at us. Tell your neighbor, look at you. Tell your neighbor, look at you. I know my Samara. Nezuro, but I can go to Pemberena and Puma Tapua. You know, Pagangoti, one which Kuru, Wakangawari, Pawangoti, Vay, Vay. Ah, Wafana, Wakasarawachi, Wachi, Wafana, no Tamba, Ilava, my young daughter, Wano, Fichuka, Icona, Zeku Tamba. But there was a time that became very particular to me. When they were singing Italian morning opera, and a few people were around Tapio, I just say, Tarira on the opera. You know, can I also see certain things, you know what? Ah, Ungo Imbo. I see one did it was more than his own. Because I only remember Tapio told you, when I went to bed, I was saying, this is it. Whatever happens, but this opportunity to start, as he decided, let me go and try one. Okay. No father, no mother. Remember what he said?
No one really around me seeming to care.
How do I get this far?
If it's not the hearing of God.
I was confused.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Maybe you are saying, but this happened to me, this husband, my husband ran away. Why is it? But my parents died, and what happened?
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, can I look on the tell one in Yasha?
So the lamentation, but
Agashika Paku wanna realize the same, you know what? In this woman complaining, the woman complain about the national disaster before, but
in the woman, but in the woman, I'm confused.
Yes, we got all of this Zimbabwe, but
Zimbabwe, it's no nyasha. Amen.
It's no nyasha. Pane vanotsvaga munana, regandi toro, kuti upenyu munana iwo. Kuti une basa unovasina munana. Kuti une mabhinda uko hauri kuita achifamba zvitofaya munana.
Tarira kuona. So what happens is, never allow your experience to define your God. Because God is God before you've been through an experience. Hallelujah.
It's actually the character of God who sustained that you said that experiences. Now, look at the resolve. Munhu wese anoita,
you have your reality, your response, your reflection, your reason, your realization.
I say to myself, who do I speak to? I would tell her, Nani. It's a good teacher, Tower, Nani. You know, my father is no more there. I don't have a job, but it's a good teacher.
I'm not going to.
Overseer,
the Lord! Praise the Lord.
I have prayed and anointed myself and believed that by the end of the year I will be staying in a voluntary. And it has never happened. But after that, what do I say to myself? The Lord! I believed God for prosperity and it never came that way. But it's one thing that I know, and I'll tell myself, the Lord is my portion. Therefore,
I wait for people, God is our portion. Let's wait for God. It's painful. It's tough. It's heavy. We don't deserve whatever. You're too educated to be sitting at home. You are too intelligent to be doing nothing.
So what shall you do? Shall you compromise integrity and go and do other things?
No. I will wait for you.
First of all, marry. Give up. Secondly, do a meaning. One hour, marry.
Wait for God. Don't move without God. Amen. Hallelujah. Wait for God.
Make a resolve.
We are Mgoma Enoch.
Make a resolve.
To say, America. I
was thinking, Church of God, my one and us, as I further reflected on this message. Some of them that are based on scripture, some of them that are based on
desire self to be saying, oh, that is the farmer. I was, that is just a little. And the God was saying to me, how come God draw a rally man?
To have him been in.
A bad faith by him. Why is he saying so much? Because you know, to God, when I'm an empty, the character of God is that is just the character of God, they would do very good, wakanaka. So you can tell the opposite to justice and kunaka. It's so by the mind. We feel good, we have got to defend this God from you running away from this God. I hope no one's going to so as a God, no parity, so good justifier. God is teaching us something. Of course, in every situation, my Lord teaches us. But sometimes we face the danger. We need to rely. Everyone who comes back here next week, you get a job. I say to myself, what we tell ourselves matter a lot. What are you saying to yourself? So what he's saying is, if God is consistent,
you will eventually deliver.
I may not know how, I may not know when,
but you know self.
And you know, when chapter 11, verse 18, he says of the heroes of faith, they say, they did not get their promise, but they died living by faith. For they look to a city whose maker is God. But even when you die, you can still die in God.
What is our portion? Amen. Then there's a revelation.
The Lord is good to
the one who seeks. So when you challenge God, or you interrogate the idea of the presence of evil,